Let's get a little more context regarding these first steps of Trump on trade policy. Besides backing away from the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the president talked about NAFTA on Sunday.
We will be meeting with the president of Mexico, who I know, and we're going to start some negotiations having to do with NAFTA. Anybody ever hear of NAFTA? I ran a campaign somewhat based on NAFTA.
Tongue in cheek there, the North American Free Trade Agreement was a central feature of the Trump campaign. President Trump says he will also meet with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to renegotiate NAFTA with our northern neighbor. Ian Lee is a professor of strategic management and international business at the Sprott School of Business at Carleton University in Ottawa, Canada. Is this a can of worms that the Canadians are enthusiastic about opening?
No, quite frankly, not. Canada is deeply integrated into the U.S. economy. We are one-tenth the size of the United States. The relationship is often being compared to a mouse sleeping with an elephant. When the elephant sneezes, the United States, the mouse catches a cold or sometimes pneumonia. So we're always hypersensitive and extremely concerned about our relationship with the United States because two-thirds of the totality of our trade with the world is with one country called the USA. And so anytime there's suggestions about changing the rules that maybe will reduce our access, we become very, very nervous.
And you and some other of your colleagues have written about the possible draconian and apocalyptic consequences of a Trump administration. But here's Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, after Trump won the election, sounding pretty calm about the whole thing. Listen.
The fact is, I think it's important that we be open to talking about trade deals like NAFTA or any other trade deal. I think people know that we need to continue to work to make sure that the benefits for Canadians, for workers, for our economy from trade deals around the world continue to accrue. And if the Americans want to talk about NAFTA, I'm more than happy to talk about it.
It sounds like he thinks there's something in it for him. How will these negotiations go, do you think?
I think that's the issue. And I was quoted as saying that the election of Mr. Trump, and this is in no sense any criticism of the American Democratic decision, that is, of course, their choice, sovereign nation. But I said that the election of Donald Trump represented an existential threat to Canada because of our dependence on the United States. At the same time, the paradox is, and Prime Minister Trudeau is tapping into that, it represents an existential opportunity. And the reason why is that when we negotiated NAFTA back in 1993, because free trade was so controversial in Canada, we had lived for over 100 years from the founding of our country behind high tariff barriers, protectionism. And so we threw that out the window and we said, no, we're going to go in all in. In a partnership with the United States. However, we excluded a lot of different areas and said, well, we won't put that in the free trade agreement. We won't put in procurement. We won't put in services. We won't put in energy. We won't put in dairy products or telecom. And so there is a potential, given that President Trump targeted Mexico, not Canada, he says that's the threat to the United States. There is an opportunity for us, if we go in with our eyes open and be supportive of negotiations, that we can perhaps come to a deal with the United States that will lead to an improved, enhanced, supercharged NAFTA, almost a NAFTA 2.0, that's going to be much better than the NAFTA of 1993.
But it sounds like a NAFTA 2.0, and this is what Trump is betting on, could be, yes, the result here, which would be the last thing that a lot of Trump's critics have imagined.
Well, it depends what that NAFTA 2.0 is. Just in the last 48 to 72 hours, a lot of people in Ottawa, the capital of Canada, are discussing the possibility of essentially throwing Mexico under the bus and saying to the United States, look, if your problem really is with Mexico, how about we just do a bilateral deal between you and us, between Canada and the United States? That's a possibility that could happen in these negotiations, simply because they have such a profound competitive advantage on wages vis-a-vis the United States and Canada.
Ian Lee is professor of strategic management and international business at the Sprott School of Business at Carleton University in Ottawa. Thanks so much, Ian.
Thanks very much, John.